Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show.
It's a complete catastrophe.
This world went to hell in a handbasket.
This is outrageous.
Chill out, ma'am.
On 102.5 KZOK.
It's Sarah with your filthy forecast. Ladies, is it just me or have you been surrounded by nuts? Oh, yes, I said nuts. Juicy nuts. Acorns are just falling from the trees. All those colorful leaves falling off, too. Oh, and there's a nice big bright ball of sunshine overhead. But fall is here. In fact, I'll show you girls and boys how bountiful the weather gods are this week. Today it's going to hit 69.
There you go. I've been waiting on it all week.
It'll hit 69, then 71. Each and every day, you're going to hit that glorious spot, gratifying temperatures, poking in just where we like it. We'll keep KZOK handy, because I'll come back with another report for you soon. With the best weather front in Seattle, I'm Sarah.
Very nice. We always count on you for a very filthy forecast, and that was the filthy forecast.
102.5 KZOK. Still to come on the Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show.
Well, you are 4 minutes away from the big news of the day, and we got some great stories for you.
Like what?
A basketball player going viral, not for his prowess on the court, but for his epic name. It is his real name, and it's going to blow your mind.
Can't wait.
Also, what buxom blonde who graced your TV in a red swimsuit is coming out with a tell-all book? Think you're going to be first in line. You're going to hear who it is, those stories and more.
The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show, 102.5 KZOK, the home of classic rock. Danny Bonaducci and the big news of the day.
We've got your news, and it's big, and it's brought to you by Goldberg Jones Divorce for Men. Call them up, 1-800-DIVORCE, or go online at goldbergjones.com.
Well, we've been waiting years and years, and the day has arrived. It will be tomorrow. Mariners are back in the playoffs, baby.
Nice.
1:07 start time in Toronto. You can watch the game on ESPN. Go Mariners.
Go Mariners.
Well, scientists have discovered something that can break down all those plastic bags that are populating the world's landfills.
Mm-hmm.
Waxworm saliva.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Waxworm saliva.
I didn't even know there were waxworms, but I certainly didn't know they spit.
Yeah, so these are moth larvae that infest beehives. They have an enzyme in their saliva that we now have found out breaks down polythene, which is the crap in plastic bags.
Can't you just pour sulfuric acid on them?
Well, that's really good for the environment.
I was just thinking that.
So now they've noticed, was like one of those total accidents that they had these worms and they were covered in plastic and then the saliva went through and they're like, oh my God, this could save the planet.
Okay.
How cool is that?
Yeah, I'll wait and see. People make these outlandish claims and then they find out later on, I was totally wrong about that.
They say worm saliva is a depository of degrading enzymes which could revolutionize the cleanup of polluting waste.
Oh, you're right. I'm surprised I didn't think of that.
So worm saliva could be the planet's savior. Bad news for 4,200 law school applicants who received acceptance emails from Northeastern University.
Oh, don't tell me the letters were wrong?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Those poor people, they must have been, you know, hanging their hopes and dreams on that.
Literally. I mean, like, this is your future. I'm going to law school. I'm going to a good law school, Northeastern. They gave me acceptance. 4,200 applicants got acceptance emails. They only accept 234 students.
So what's going to happen now?
They sent a clarifying email.
Saying we're sorry, we thought you were smarter than you are?
Yeah, we thought you were smarter. We thought you did better on your tests. Like, oh, how embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you may not be able to rock like Ozzy, but you could look like him.
Yeah, I only rock like a hurricane.
The Prince of Darkness has announced his own makeup line.
Okay, genius idea. That's so funny. Yeah. You know, Harry Styles has a makeup line for men. I don't know if I like it or not, but I love that Ozzy's going to do it. That's great.
No More Tears, Crazy Train, Paranoid, those are the names of the eyeshadows. They are going to have lipsticks and other cosmetics, even a goth mirror for you to put your makeup on with.
You know, and I think that's the top of the line, really smart. But Johnny Depp should do one too, even though I have weird feelings that come and go about that guy. I think he should totally do that guy liner stuff. I think in a little bit, that's going to be the future. I think guys are going to say, how come chicks get all the makeup stuff? I did a Halloween thing where I put makeup and eyeliner on, and I thought, man, you look beautiful, Bonnie.
So Rock and Roll Beauty have launched collections in the past with Def Leppard and Jimi Hendrix, but this time around it's Ozzy Osbourne, available at Ulta Beauty stores, and you can check it out for more details at KZOK.com.
I'm too old and fat now, but when I was riddled with muscles and I was 30-something, I'd have totally done that with my bedazzled jeans and stuff and eyeliner and my shadow and paint stuff and rouge or stuff like that. I think that would have been great. I might invest.
You can rock it. You can do it, Danny.
All right, thank you.
Pam Anderson plans to retrace her steps from a painful youth to wild times at the Playboy Mansion in a new raw and unfiltered memoir.
Oh, you know, I was thinking I don't have a lot of use for that lady, but I would totally read her memoir.
I think it's going to be fascinating, to be honest.
Me too, yeah.
She said, it feels like some kind of miracle. I repainted the scenes in detail as if it was my childhood at Playboy Mansion. It's just one girl's messy life.
All right, $5. You get to choose. Did she or did she not have sex with David Hasselhoff?
Oh, yeah, she probably did.
All right, I got $5 on that she did, but I have nobody to bet now because we both agree.
So she did not use a co-writer. She personally is writing Love, Pamela, and it will be out January 31st.
Wow, it's harder than you think. It's a little easier than writing a novel because you're the subject. You know where you were and what you did and how you feel about things. But I found writing my book to be pretty damn hard.
Yeah, I'm sure it is, but I mean, I have more admiration for people who do it themselves than with a ghostwriter.
Me too. I did not do it they said they get 40%. I said, nope, I'm out.
Yeah. An unforgettable name stole the show in an exhibition game this week between the G League Ignite and Metropolitan's 92.
These people and what do they do?
Basketball players.
Okay, gotcha.
Even the broadcasters calling the game in Vegas shared a laugh while pronouncing his last name.
All right. Wienerhead McGee.
All right, Waldo, you got the clip?
I will in a second.
Okay. All right, so this is a basketball game, okay? The Metropolitans 92. And they are playing. Okay, this is all the regular dudes are on the court.
They must be old by now, playing in 92.
All right, and here are the guys, the broadcasters, having a laugh, pronouncing one of the players' names.
Curling off the screen, driving baseline. Oh, you fat with a three. Yes, I just said that. That is that man's name. Don't tweet at me. I don't want a tweet from anybody.
His name is Steve Ho, you fat.
I couldn't make it out on the clip. Steve Ho, you fat. Very funny.
Ho, you fat. He is French, and that is his birth name. And at first, he was like, what's the problem? And then somebody kind of had to tell him what his name might translate to.
Yeah. Oh, what's it translate to?
Well,
you fat is on its own right there.
But it's French. So when you translate it to English, it's ho, you fat. And they had to explain that to him.
Does he know his brother, ho, you ugly?
Our social media question of the day is, if you start a road trip, what is the first song you play to make sure it starts off right? And we are getting some great answers. People using the talkback feature on the free iHeartRadio app.
Bob Seger's Traveling Man.
On the Road Again by Willie Nelson.
Nice.
Just can't wait to get on the road again.
Lindsey Buckingham's Holiday Road from Vacation.
Holiday Road.
There's a song out right now. I've mentioned it before. I can't remember the guy's name now. It's a bummer. But it starts out, I got my head out the sunroof. I'm blasting my favorite tunes. How could you not know that that's a great road trip song?
Well, keep them coming. You can answer using the TalkBack feature on the free iHeartRadio app or use our social media, and that's Twitter, Instagram, or our Facebook. And big news of the day is brought to you by Goldberg Jones, Divorce for Men, 1-800-DIVORCE, or online, goldbergjones.com. You were talking about somebody rocking you like a hurricane before, right, Danny?
Yes, I was.
Tickets to see this band, The Scorpions, could be yours tomorrow at 7:15 if you can tell us where has Sarah's Bieber been. But up next, it's Danny Bonaducci's take. Danny giving us his take on sentimentality. You're going to hear what he's got to say.
The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show.
He's weird. He's a nerd.
Here's Danny Bonaducci's take.
He's perfect for you.
Here's my take on sentimentality. So I'm watching a movie yesterday. It's called The Samaritan. And it stars one of my favorites, Sylvester Stallone. And it is terrible. But I love Sly. And I realize, wow, I'm crying at some scene in this in a bad, bad movie. And that's when I realize it's okay to cry when it comes to Sly. And that's my take.
The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show on 102.5 KZOK.
102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station. You know, we haven't talked much today about the singer from metal band Lamb of God.
No, we have not.
Yeah, we don't talk about him a whole lot, but we will be today. And we're going to be talking about something he did that is so not rock and roll. You're probably wondering, what on earth is it?
I am definitely wondering that.
I'll tell you next.
This is the Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show, an iHeartRadio station. Available everywhere on our free iHeartRadio app. Number one for music, radio, and podcasts all in one. 102.5 KZOK.
Well, it's not every day we sit around talking about Lamb of God.
No, it is not.
But the singer of metal band Lamb of God has appeared on the Weather Channel.
I'm sorry, what?
Turns out he's really into weather. He's also into following hurricanes and typhoons and stuff like that because he's concerned about the climate and the climate change and the planet. So, yeah, the guy from Lamb of God just chill it out on the Weather Channel. Pretty unexpected. But also, we know that Roger Daltrey, Rod Stewart, and even Elton John have talked about their love of model trains.
Oh, sure. A lot of people, and it's weird who it is, but a lot of people love their model trains.
Yeah, so it does seem like it's okay to have a non-rock and roll passion.
Oh, of course it is. We're not all into rock and roll. We certainly aren't all in bands.
No, but it's a lifestyle, right? When you think like, oh, this isn't really rock and roll, like, you know, sometimes you're willing to admit that you've got a passion that somebody would say, that's not very rock and roll of you.
I would imagine you're right.
Well, what is yours, Danny?
Mine would be, I got a couple. I'm not as rock and roll as some might say by my appearance, but I will tell you this. I love geocaching. You know geocaching, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's a hidden thing. You get kind of directions online. It's really fun. I do it. I think it's fallen a little bit out of favor, but what happens is you get hints and things like that and find some kind of really cool thing hidden somewhere. Yes, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I really like geocaching.
Nice. What non-rock and roll passion do you have? And I mean, I'm seeing some great answers on the text line at 90627 as well, but we're talking about this because the lead singer of metal band Lamb of God is going on the Weather Channel.
I would have never guessed that, not in a million years.
Yeah, it's not very rock and roll.
No, but I like it.
Let's talk to Brent in Port Townsend.
Hey, what a week of radio. You guys are hitting it out of the park.
Wow.
Thank you, Brent.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, man. Hey, you know, I'm kind of a travel guy, different locations, rolling solo. I have this passion of buying random people drinks.
That's nice of you.
To be honest with you, I think that's full-blown rock and roll.
Yeah, I mean, I get to meet people. It kind of lets their guard down. I have been shot down before, though, bro.
Shot down means somebody didn't accept your drink?
They're like, yeah, no thanks, pal.
How funny, because they think there's an ulterior motive.
Never in your whole life? You never saw a stranger one? I'd love to buy you a drink.
No way. Maybe it's a girl thing. I don't know. I've never done that. I've bought a rounder for people I've just met.
Kind of the same things. That's exactly what I was talking about. Yeah. You got to buy a stranger a drink every now and then. It's like getting to the front of the line at McDonald's and go, you know what? I'm going to pay for the car behind me. It's like that.
Yeah, but I've never seen somebody across the bar and say, hey, I'm going to send that person a drink. That's creepy.
I like it. Well, I don't know about doing it if you've never met them or never said hi to them, but no, I like buying strangers drinks and paying for them at McDonald's.
Bill in Auburn says, my non-rock and roll passion is RC cars. I have 10 cars and trucks and counting.
I used to love RC cars. I thought they're great. And then I saw people that were just so much better at them, but I love them.
And Jason in Lakewood says, my non-rock and roll passion is I collect vintage fishing tackle, specifically vintage fishing lures. Interesting.
Full on, not rock and roll, I guess, but I like it a lot. Yeah. I see articles on it because those things can get up to be thousands of dollars.
Yes. Michael in Edmonds, what is the non-rock and roll passion you have?
Art. I like to go to galleries and check out exhibits.
Nice.
Again, I'm not positive these things are non-rock and roll. I think that's super rock and roll. You know, get there, a painting, put it up in your house. I like it, man.
Going to art galleries does not scream rock and roll. It just doesn't. I think it's very cool.
A lot of our favorite rock and roll guys are paint.
Is if I'm in a sandwich shop like a Subway and there's a bunch of people and really everybody's really upset, I'll buy cookies for everybody and put them in my cab so it cheers up the mood and makes the people happier to be there. And
yeah, I like that a lot. Again, yeah, I think buying stuff for people you don't know is a full-on rock and roll move.
And I love to go visit tea plantations when I'm in India.
What kind of plantations?
Tea.
Oh, I thought you said pee, and I'm going, that's really weird, pee plantation. But no, I get you a lot.
And tea, going to see how tea is made and stuff, also not very rock and roll. It's still very cool, but
very
these
cool.
are not the most glamorous of passions, which is what exactly we're talking about. I mean, a lot of people say they love model trains, but would you say Roger Daltrey of The Who is into model trains? It's not very rock and roll.
If I didn't know better, I would say not a chance in the world.
Yeah. Kevin in Bothell, good morning.
Yes, this past summer, I grew a giant pumpkin.
How big?
I spent a lot of time watering. Well, it was only 296 pounds, but it won me $400 in my local pumpkin growing contest.
That is still a damn big pumpkin.
That's awesome.
You ever get into pumpkin chucking?
I thought about it, but we just don't have the room in our yard to chunk pumpkins.
Oh, no, you got to go to the festival with like-minded weird pumpkin chunkers.
That's funny. And Kevin, you know, that's amazing because I have tried several times to grow pumpkins. That's my non-rock and roll passion is gardening. And I think that probably the size of a softball is the biggest one that I've had so far.
Oh, really? You haven't gotten like the size of a basketball?
Softball.
That seems to be the number one thing they sell at markets for Halloween. Is they're about as big as maybe even a small beach ball, but I dig it that you grow anything at all.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I was just not successful on some of this stuff, but good for you, Kevin. I'd love to grow.
Good for you, Kevin.
Waldo, do you have a non-rock and roll passion?
Fencing.
No way.
Yes, sir. I fenced in college as kind of like a training thing for hockey, but... it's fun.
You know, there's a fencing academy and a fencing school right up, I think it's Nickerson, I'm pretty sure, right up the street, like maybe a mile from you, because I love fencing till I tried it. Who knew that was so difficult? Not only that it's difficult to fence and not get killed, but cardiovascular-wise, you're in that crazy heavy suit to begin with, got that mask covering your face, and what do they call those
Epi.
Swords? I'm sorry?
Epi.
Epi?
Mm-hmm.
It's a foil.
It's a foil. That's what it is. It's a foil.
Epi's
I found
also
you, okay. Also, to find the foil in the mask in the suit, I found it way, way, way too hard, but I dig it.
So there is a fencing place right down the street, and Waldo did try to go. It's right down on 15th, and he went in to see what the deal was, and their hours are just not really accommodating.
But you were going to join up?
I wanted to because fencing is so much fun.
I can't have fun when I can't breathe, man. But good on you, buddy.
Coming up next is Danny Bonaducci, life coach. Tragic call coming in today, Danny. Somebody really needs your help to talk about their kid. They know somebody in their kid's school who doesn't know how to read.
Yeah, that's awful.
It is, but you know who's going to help him?
I do. I always do. That'd be the life coach.
Yes. Josh in Tacoma will be calling in to talk with you.
This is the Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show. Aww. And the home of classic rock.
Hurry, everybody, get up!
On 102.5 KZOK.
Danny Bonaducci, life coach. Danny
Danny Bonaducci is in for Life Coach. He's here to help you out. Just one question at a time. If you got a question, he will be here for you. You can always email lifecoach@kzok.com. Here's Josh in Tacoma.
Hiya, Josh. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Danny?
Very well, thank you. How can I help you?
Yeah, so it's kind of heartbreaking. I'm pretty sure a kid on my son's football team can't read.
Yeah, that is heartbreaking.
Yeah, and he's asked me to help him fill out some college applications. He asks my son to help him with his homework, which honestly usually results in my son doing it all for him.
Doing his homework, yeah.
Yeah, and so I guess I'm just wondering, like, do I talk with his parents? Do I tell his coach? What's the best course of action here? I suspect it.
You're suspecting that this kid can't read?
Exactly. But I'm not sure. I'm almost positive. And I guess who should I turn to in this situation?
The answer is the coach. You turn to the coach. You see Coach Carter. How about the Hoosiers? Coaches are a lot more than coaches in a young man's life. They're big brothers. They're, you know, they give information. They can even talk about that's, you know, the big days when it hits a teenager. I am telling you the answer to this, and I appreciate that you even brought this up. That lets me know you're a very good guy. I like it a lot. I think you go to the coach and you're saying, listen, coach, I don't think Bobby can read and write. And I think he'll jump on that. I think he didn't know. I think this snuck past him. And I think the second you tell the coach, he's going to go, oh, man, yeah, let me talk to Bobby. Let me talk to Bobby's parents. You do the right thing, man. You talk to the coach, and he'll go, and he'll figure out the problem and who to tell and how to get that better. Because I really think this is important. I think you and your kid are really top-notch people. And that, my friend, is why you called the Life Coach.
Awesome. I appreciate it, Danny. I appreciate what you do, man.
Me too. I appreciate you. That's a great call.
That's going to wrap up another Danny Bonaducci Life Coach, but he is always available to you via email. It's lifecoach@kzok.com.
This is the Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show. And the home of classic rock.
Man, we got a long day ahead of us.
On 102.5 KZOK.
Well, our social media question of the day is a fun one. You've just started a road trip. What's the first song you make sure to play so the road trip starts off right? Angela in Everett says, Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer.
Yep.
On Instagram, Holy Cow Critter says, Bad Outta Hell by Meatloaf.
By Meatloaf. Anything by Meatloaf.
That's a fun one. Well, keep them coming. Answer the question on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or use your voice. Leave a message using the TalkBack feature on the free iHeartRadio app.
102.5 KZOK. Still to come on the Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show.
You are 3 minutes away from the news. Police believe there is a serial killer afoot.
All right.
Yeah, I'm not talking.
Just stab you in the foot?
Yeah, and it's not somebody who's a messy eater of Cap'n Crunch. This is actually a pretty scary story. You're going to get the details after.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.